We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We're going to begin four lines from the top of the page with the words Elo Ikashya. Just to recap, previously on Tesamid Beis, the Gemara pointed out that there seemed to be a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, because there seemed to be inconsistencies within both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Regarding the position that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel take when it comes to matters of conflict pertaining to Simchas Yom Tov. So the Gemara gave two specific examples in which there was that which appeared to be a contradiction. And based on this contradiction, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechlefes Hashita. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who said that we should just switch the Shitos, and that which we attributed to Beis Shammai was really Beis Hillel, and that which we said was Beis Hillel is really Beis Shammai. But the Gemara suggested that it was not necessary to go to such a drastic conclusion, and we can actually suggest that the Pisvara, logically, we could differentiate between the cases without having to resort to such a radical conclusion. So the Gemara now, on the top of Yud Amud Aleph, is going to continue this discussion and provide us with seven more examples in which there's an apparent contradiction within the Shita of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan, who's going to say Mechlefes Hashita, and the Gemara is going to say it's not necessary to suggest something quite that radical. So it says the Gemara, four lines from the top of the page, Elo Ikashya Hakash. If you want to ask a kasha within Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, say, here's a kasha. Beis Shammai Yomrim Ein Notlin Ese Eli Lakatsi Velav Basar. Beis Shammai teach that one cannot take an Eli. Rashi tells us that this is the daf of the Kaveh. This is a board that is thick and heavy, and it is used to grind wheat kernels. So Beis Shammai says that you cannot take this Eli and use it, lakatsi velav basar, to chop meat. The reason, explains Rashi according to Beis Shammai, is because normally taking such a board and using it for its primary designated purpose, namely to chop up wheat, is forbidden on Yom Tov. This is a kli shemalachto li'isser, and the general rule is that a keli, a utensil that is designated for a prohibited use, according to Beis Shammai, may not be used even with sarach gufo. Even to use it for a permissible use, you're not permitted to do so according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel say, no, it's permissible to go ahead and do so. Why? Because although it's true, usually this Eli is used for something which is prohibited, right now I want to use it for something which is permissible to go ahead and to chop up meat, and that's allowed. Almost, what do we see from here? Gabi Simchas Yom Tov Beis Shammai L'Chumra u'Beis Hillel L'Kula. So we see from here that when it comes to something in which a particular activity will enable a person to achieve Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai rules L'Chumra stringently, and Beis Hillel rules L'Kula. Ramin here says the Gemara, but this it would seem to contradict that which we learned on Beis Amad Aleph, that Hashoch Echai V'Of, regarding the case of one who shechts Echai V'Of on Yom Tov, the Beis Shammai teach over there that you're permitted to do so, even though it is going to require an act of moving the shovel and shoveling the dirt and even to do the Kisi Adam. Beis Shammai says that that's permissible, and it's Beis Hillel who say that it's prohibited. So the Gemara says, once again, we seem to have a stira within Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as to what we do in a situation where we are faced with something which is potentially problematic on the one hand, but yet the desire to achieve Simchas Yom Tov on the other hand. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechlefes Hashita, we have to go ahead and to switch the opinions of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel over here to say that there's been a mistake, in which case we could say, no, there's consistency when it comes to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel throughout. Says the Gemara again, Mimai, why is it necessary to resort to such an extreme conclusion that to tell us Mechlefes Hashita, Dimalohi? Maybe, in fact, it's not necessary to come to that conclusion. We could say as follows. Ad kam lo kam Rabbi Shammai is awesome, Elehecha the Ikadeka notes. Beis Shammai only say what they do, namely that you're permitted to go ahead and to shovel the dirt on Yom Tov, where the deker was already nuts beforehand, where the spade was already in the ground beforehand. In which case, according to Beis Shammai, there's no reason to prohibit this in the first place. But even Beis Shammai says that in a case where the spade is not inserted into the ground beforehand, it is not permitted to do so. So you see that Beis Shammai is not so makel when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. They're makeable in a case where they feel that something is really not a problem anyway. Inami says the Gemara additionally, Ad kan lo kamar Beis Hillel hacha, Beis Hillel only say what they do over here, namely, that we are lenient when it comes to moving this Eli or using this Eli to chop meat, the ikatar is kli alav, because at the end of the day, this utensil has a shame kli, meaning it has a purpose, it has a function. The fact that it is usually used for something which is prohibited does not take away from the fact that really it is fundamentally a kli, and something which is a kli is not considered muksa. If it's a kli shem lachto li yisr, so it could be moved, l'tzarech gufo, it could be moved when you have some other purpose in mind, which is not prohibited. Aval hasam lo. However, in a case when it comes to moving the earth for the purpose of kisi adam, so in that case, they're strict, because in this case, even though there's a concern of some chasyamtif, they feel that the risk involved of potentially violating an isser by crushing the dirt, so that does not override the desire to be able to achieve simchas yamtif. Ella says the Gemara, Kashya Hokashya, but if you want to hear a real difficulty that can be raised within the Shitas of Bishami Vishilel, so this is a real Kashya. Bishami Yomer, Bishami teaches, Ein Nosninis Or Lefne Hadorsin. On Yomtif, you may not go ahead and take or, animal hide, and place it where it will be trampled upon. Says Rashi, Ein Nosninis Or Shahushab Yomtif, it was skinned from the animal on Yomtif. You cannot put it Lefne Hadorsin, Lo Yishtachenu B'makam Drisus Araglaim. You shouldn't put it out, lay it out on the ground where people are going to walk. Shezehu tzorech ibud. This is, of course, beneficial for the purpose of tanning the hide. Shemis abed ayedrei drisa. It is going to, the process of tanning will be accomplished as people trample upon it. And even though it's not being done specifically for that purpose, you're not permitted to put it down in a place where it is going to be trampled upon. V'lo yag bienu. Elim ken yishalav kazayis baser. Continue b'shamay. Not only that, you cannot even pick up the hide. You cannot take the or and lift it at all unless there is a kazayis basar that is on the hide. And the reason is because it is muksa. Since it has not been prepared yet, and there's a concern that a person will come to be ma'abidan on yomtiv, you can't even pick it up unless there's a kazayis of basar. The kazayis of basar, so then there's what to talk about, because of course there's potentially food here. Ubesilo matirim. But in this case, we still say that it's mutter. You're permitted to go ahead and to put it in a place where people are going to be doris on it, and you're permitted to move it, even though it doesn't have a kazayis of basar. Alma, we see from here, gabi simchas yomtif, beishamai l'chumra, beishil l'kula. So we see when it comes to matters of simchas yomtif, beishamai rules l'chumra, beishamai is strict, and beishil is mekel. Reminhi says the Gemara, but this would contradict the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, Hashochechai v'Of b'Yomtif, etc. One who shechts an animal on Yomtif that requires kisi adam, Bisham I say you're permitted to go ahead and to move the dirt and to fulfill the mitzvah of kisi adam. Bishilo say lechachila you should not shecht the animal unless you have ofer muchan mibod yom. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan says mechlefes hashita. Just as we said earlier, what do we say in this situation? You have to switch the shitos. You have to say the what? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the shitas are switched. So really, Beis Shammai, the shitase is consistent. Namely, Beis Shammai is mekel when it comes to matters of simchas yomtiv, and Beis Hillel is machmir. And once again, the Gemara says, Mimai, why is it that it is necessary to go ahead and to resort to such a conclusion? Dumalohi, maybe. We don't have to say mechlefes hashita. Ad kan lo kamer Beis Shammai hosam. Beis Shammai perhaps only say what they do over there. Namely, that Beis Shammai is mekel when it comes to kisi adam and lehecha the ikad ekarnotz, when there was a spade that was inserted in the ground beforehand, in which case there's no basis to prohibit moving the earth on yomtiv. Lehecha the ikad ekarnotz, no, but as we've seen, according to Beis Shammai, if the spade is not inserted beforehand, so Beis Shammai will be machmir. Inami says the Gemara, additionally, the only reason why Beis Hillel perhaps are lenient over here when it comes to spreading out the or, the hide, on yomtiv, is because it's chazi lemizga ilavei, because it is right to sit on it. Rashi says it was customary for people to take raw hides and to place them on the ground, and they would sit on them. It was like a mat. So the reason why Beis Hillel say that it's permissible to go ahead and to put it b'makom d'igadarsin, and you're permitted to move it, because it has a function, a normal function. Maybe they put it down, people sit on it. However, Beis Hillel are still concerned that when it comes to kisi adam, they are concerned about a real chash of kisisha, that you may come to grind the dirt on yomtiv, in which case Beis Hillel is going to be machmir in that case. So we see that Beis Shammai and Hillel are more or less consistent when it comes to the shitas regarding Simchas Yomtiv. Ella says the Gemara, Yikashya HaKashya. if you want to see a real difficulty in which there seems to be an inconsistency within the sheet of Beis Shammai Hillel, Hakasha, this is it. Beis Shammai Yomrim, the Mishnah quotes a Mishnah which appears later on the Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Beis Shammai teach, in Misalkin Asatresin B'Yomtif. A person cannot remove window shutters on Yomtif. The background over here says Rashi, Tresin Delasas Achalonos Shachanuyos Shesogrin Behen Achalonos Balayla. These are window shutters that were used by storekeepers to basically secure their stores at night. They used to remove them during the day. And they used to actually use them as trays, as tables that they could put their merchandise down, so people who were purchasing can come and to look at their merchandise that they would place on these shutters. So essentially these shutters served sort of a dual purpose. At night, they were used as shutters for the windows, and during the day, they were used as trays for merchandise. Rashi continues to explain, Rashi raises a question, what's going on over here? After all, since when do stores open for business on Yom Tov? So Rashi says, you can't have business as usual on Yom Tov. However, it is permissible to go ahead and to take merchandise from a chenvani hamakiroso. This would be from a merchant with whom you had a personal relationship. You know each other, so you can go ahead and take something as long as there's no discussion of business, there's no exchange of money, obviously, and any monies that are owed could be taken care of after Yom Tov. So such an arrangement is permissible on Yom Tov. The particular question over here, once again, is whether or not you can take these tresin, these window shutters, and remove them and use them for the purpose of placing the merchandise down on them as they are trays. So Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel matir enough lahachzir. Beis Hillel say, not only is it permissible to go ahead and to remove these shutters and use them as trays, but you can even go ahead and put them back into the windows after they are being used. Says Rashi af lahachzir lizkor behen. They could be used to go ahead and close the windows. Now returning them is certainly shelo litzorech. That's not something which is necessary for Simchas Yom Tov. And if you're going to tell me that when it comes to kelim utensils, there's no concern of binyan of building, that's not considered a malacha when it comes to kelim. Nevertheless, tirchad lav tzorech miyahava, this is considered to be that which we would assume to be an unnecessary effort involved in moving these shutters from one place, putting them back, because Sharina Leib, nevertheless, Beis Hillel permitted Mishum Tchilasan. Because if we do not allow the merchants to restore the shutters to where they were beforehand, so then they will not remove them in the first place. And we want to be able to facilitate Simchas Yom Tov. We want people to be able to go ahead and to make use of the merchandise that are available in these stores. It says Rashi, because Sharina Leib, Mishum Tchilasan, come on, Alma Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. So we permit it because Simchas Yom Tov, and this is a kasha again according to Beis Hillel. Why? Because Beis Hillel teach earlier on the Beis Amar Aleph, as we saw, that Mishum Simchas Yom Tov, we do not permit one to go ahead and to do the Kisui Adam. We do not permit them to shechlech achil if he doesn't have offer mucha mibon yom. So says the Gemara again. Alma, we see Gabi Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai L'chumra, Beis Hillel L'kula. When it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai rule stringently. Over here they said you cannot be misalik to trace in. And Beis Hillel L'mekel, they say you can and you can even restore them. Rimini, but this would seem to contradict that which we learned earlier, Ashochi Chayva Ov, B'Yom Tov, etc. A person goes ahead and Shechts a Chayva Ov may not go ahead and do the Kisui if he doesn't have offer M'luchon Mibod Yom, according to Beis Hillel. So it says the Gemara, Bishlam, Beis Shammai L'kasha. So I said, well, listen, as far as Beis Shammai is concerned, there's no contradiction over here. As we've explained already, Beis Shammai only ruled leniently in a situation where the deker, the spade, was inserted in the ground beforehand. So if that's the case, that's the only situation which Beis Shammai is making. Hocha, but over here, in the case of the window shutters, lekedekernotz, what does it mean? There is no spade in the ground. We're not talking about spades, but the point is, there's no basis to be matirid over here. That mitigating factor, that lenient factor, does not apply over here, and so therefore Beis Shammai is machmir. It says the Gemara, but within Beis Hillel, we seem to have a problem over here. Beis Shammai, we could resolve the apparent contradiction by saying there's a big difference. Over there, the deker was inserted in the ground beforehand, but over here, there is no such factor. But what about Beis Hillel? So Rabbi Yochanan mechlefes hashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, we have to say that the two shitas are inverted. And in fact, Beisham Beis names have been erroneously attributed to the wrong shita over here. So as we've seen, Rabbi Yochanan says we have to switch the shitas. But says the Gemara, it's not necessary. Once again, the Gemara concludes this discussion by telling us it's not necessary to resort to such a conclusion. Maybe you can say the following. Adkan lo ka'amir Beis Hillel hacha. Beis Hillel only rule leniently, as they do over here, mishum the ein binyan bekelim. Because they hold that when it comes to the issur d'oraisa of bone, of building, which is one of the avos melachos, that does not apply to kelim. It doesn't apply to utensils. A utensil being defined over here is anything which is movable, metalin, things that could be moved from one place to another are not subject to the law of binyan, ve'in stira bekelim. And there's no problem of stira, which means breaking down, deconstructing, demolishing something, which is a keli. The prohibition of bone and soser only apply when it comes to karka, when it comes to, let's say, you're building a house, which is attached to the ground. That's when we speak about bone, that's when we speak about soser. However, according to Beis Hillel, in binyan bekelim, vein stira bekelim. Aval hasam lo. But over there, what's there? Over there on Daf Beis Med Aleph, when they're concerned about doing ikisa yadam, they are concerned because it may lead to kasisha. Over there, there's a real chash of potential for nisa d'oraisa, and that's why Beis Hillel rule that you should not go ahead and shech the animal unless you have afar muchon b'bod yom. If you have earth that was prepared beforehand, fine. But otherwise, even if the shovel was already inserted in the ground, Beis Hillel do not want you proceeding with the shechita because that may lead, again, inadvertently to a malach. Over here, there's no concern whatsoever. In binyan bekelim, in stira bekelim. So Beis Hillel also can be answered over here. And we could say that really there is no contradiction within Beis Shammai, nor is there a contradiction within Beis Hillel. And we do not resort, in the end, we do not have to resort to Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion of Mechlefes HaShitos, that you have to switch the Shitos. It's not necessary to come to that conclusion.